Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, falling iguanas, plus new aircraft carrier and horny MILFs. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Time now for Great Moments in Presidential Inauguration History.
Americans gather at our nation's capital once every 4 years to witness the handing over of the presidency. This ceremony has evolved during its 220-year history, with each man adding his own new twist on the tradition started by his predecessors. In 1837, Martin Van Buren began the tradition of stirring the inaugural punch bowl with his male member, which was so prodigious that White House reporters referred to it as Vice President Johnson throughout Van Buren's term. In the 20th century, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover attended 6 inaugurations wearing a red dress while holding a little white poodle named Cuddles. It is widely known that the first inaugural balls were held by James Madison.
Oh, yeah.
But later, Bill Clinton had his inaugural balls held by several women under 30. And since 1984, any vice president who can produce a signed oath of office receives a free 6-inch sandwich at participating Subway sandwich restaurants.
This has been Great Moments in Presidential Inauguration History.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, I walked by Pat over there. He was rehearsing a little something, and I think I can give you a nice tie into this, Pat.
All right.
Now, you're a former resident of Miami, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And
Star Island, baby, right next to Gloria Estefan.
You live next door to Gloria Estefan?
Yeah. Boat to boat. My girlfriend's father's boat right next to her boat. Saw her a lot with all her Dalmatians.
Wow. Oh. Dalmatians?
Yeah,
huh?
Like 8 of them.
Hmm.
So, you were living on a fancy island?
Mm-hmm. 40 Star Island, exactly.
Wow. Did you have your own room?
I had my own room. I had my own house.
Oh, God.
There are three homes in the property.
Oh, my gosh.
You've heard all of this.
Oh, awesome.
That's great. Well, then, did they have iguanas on the island?
Oh, they did. Yeah, it got cold once, and they fell from the trees.
That well, happened. That's we had this. We have like we had this story.
I don't care how many times I hear that. That's funny.
Once again, residents in Florida are being warned to prepare for falling iguanas amid dropping temperatures. This cold snap that's been hitting the greater part of the United States, and the iguanas. I guess they're not dead.
No.
They just get cold and they will fall from trees.
And they warm back up and they're fine.
They can weigh up to 25 pounds.
Unless they break their necks. But right. That goes
you can get injured. So be careful out there. So you have a tribute
to iguanas.
So
this is a public service then. Yes. What this is. Yeah.
Now this has happened a couple of times in Jamaica. This is all true. When they fall in Jamaica, though, they make use of the iguanas and they serve them. They cook them. So this is my Patio Marley character. I don't know if I could do the full accent. Maybe I'll just give you a touch of it.
Patio Marley.
Marley, yeah. Okay. Yeah, baroop, baroop.
All right.
Baroop! All right. Come on down to Jamaica. Hit the beach and you'll feel fine. Get away from that nasty nor'easter. Enjoy our rum and the sunshine. Oh, don't worry about the temperature. If it dips below 40 degrees. Because tonight the food is free, because iguanas are falling from the trees. Falling iguanas, big lizards at your feet. Enjoy a dinner at my jerk shack. Iguana, the exotic tasty treat. Oh, falling iguanas are grilling in the breeze. You'll be so hungry from the ganja, you'll think iguana is the chicken of the trees. Oh, iguana is the chicken of the trees.
I re.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much, Pat. Actually, I like true. That. Yeah. Like that very much. Have you been to Jamaica?
Chicken of the trees.
At least 25 times, yeah.
Wow.
Lots on my own, and then with the cruise ships.
Cool.
Okay. I've been there the most of anywhere, probably, in the whole wide world.
Do you like it there?
I absolutely love it. It's a mixture of seedy and beauty and craziness and great music, funny people. It's one of my favorite places on the planet.
And Red Stripe.
I love it. Some people don't care for it because it's a little scary.
It depends on where you go.
The drive to Negril is it's a great country.
There's a great Jimmy Buffett song, Jamaica Mistake, where this is a true story. He's flying in and they start shooting at him.
Oh, yeah.
God. Whoa.
They thought he was a drug dealer or something.
No, I think they were right to shoot at him.
That is very common all over the island. Even the person driving you to where you're going will ask if you want something.
The drugs.
Yeah, the drugs and the booze and the driving and the crazy and the hills.
Vrabel
on the wrong side of the road.
Jamaica, a beautiful island in the sea. Speaking of the sea, we have an interesting news story about some of the finest ships ever made.
That's correct. President Joe Biden announced Monday two of the Navy's future aircraft carriers will be named for former commanders-in-chief Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. Biden said in a statement, the future USS William J. Clinton and the future USS George W. Bush will begin construction in the years ahead. When complete, they will join the most capable, flexible, and professional Navy that has ever put to sea. The United States has a long tradition of naming some of its aircraft carriers after former presidents.
It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. The Clinton interest, I was reading about the Clinton aircraft carrier. You can't smoke, of course, except you can put cigars in the poop deck if you are interested.
Okay.
This is so weird.
They're floating off of Epstein Island.
I guess it makes sense they would name them after presidents.
Yeah.
As opposed to other.
But they don't do it for all the presidents.
So they didn't have, they're not naming it the SS Joseph Hazelwood or whatever.
Yeah.
That's true.
Don't they usually do it after they passed?
I don't know.
No, well, first, well,
I know it takes years to build.
I was going
to
say, these things, I think they're not commissioned until 2030 or something. It takes a long time to build one, obviously. But I would assume that they're the most expensive ships ever built. I don't know. I would think they'd be in the billions.
Well, they're floating cities.
Yeah, and they've got all, nuclear stuff and a pretty serious business.
Yeah.
So,
didn't you tell us a football game was played on one?
Basketball game.
Basketball.
Yeah, San Diego, they have
one. Man, that is fun.
Permanently, and they yeah, right.
But it was docked at the time, right?
Right.
Oh, it'd be real fun.
No, it was at sea.
They went out to sea.
You had to call your wave.
every time that the team gets the ball,
hard starboard.
Blue Origin launched its massive new rocket on its first test flight Thursday's liftoff. It was early this morning around 1:30 a.m. Eastern from Florida, carried an experiment meant to orbit thousands of miles above Earth. The test satellite successfully reached orbit 13 minutes into the flight. The 320-foot New Glenn rocket, named after
John Glenn Campbell.
It's not Glenn Miller?
No, it's named after John Glenn.
Oh!
It's designed to haul spacecraft and eventually astronauts to orbit and also all the way to the moon. Jeff Bezos took part in the launch. He was in mission control this morning.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, cool. That'd be fun.
Alice, you understand how hard I'm going to hit you?
I tell you, to the moon, Alice.
You get how hard that is?
I'm going to hit you so hard.
That's how hard I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm threatening domestic violence. That's what I'm doing.
People laughed at that.
People laughed at that, and she said, I love you, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah. Good times change.
One of these days, Alice.
Like I said, remember the Tarleton cigarette commercial with the lady with the black eye? Well, he beat me because I smoked the wrong brand of cigarettes. Well, that's fine.
That, again, is a misinterpretation.
That is a misinterpretation.
What is it?
That's the message.
No, Tarleton was saying she would fight another person to keep her cigarettes.
Yeah. Okay. Where'd she get the black eye?
Right. From the fight she was in.
So right.
Fight
the
switch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. Okay.
You, on the other hand, took it the wrong way.
Whereas there is no wrong way to take what Ralph Cramden was doing.
Or his father, Frank, where it started.
It started. That's how you learn from the father.
It's a horrible cycle.
Yeah. It ends with us.
Break that cycle. Break it. Frank Cramden.
Now, this next story proves something that I've always thought was the case.
There's a new study out there. One out of every five job postings is apparently fake.
I have never, Tom.
You know I love you, but nobody.
I have never thought of this for a second.
One of the things we hate the most is when a story proves you correct.
I know.
Whether it happened or not, man, you sell it.
I one time drove more than 8 hours in a snowstorm to do a job interview in my early days in radio.
And they didn't hire you?
Wait just a minute. I talked to the guy. He said, come on. Then I talked to him the day before I drove down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a snowstorm. I had car trouble. It was a nightmare. I get there, walk in the place. After 5 minutes, the guy goes, well, actually, you know, we've already hired blah, blah, down the hall.
Yeah.
Oh. And the job posting was just one of those things that go, well, we interviewed 10 people.
Well, you have to do it legally. Yeah, you have to post.
Well, thanks for having me with no money at the time, wasting 2 days of my life.
So now we know why this story is so important.
Sounds like a lesson learned.
Yeah.
There are fake postings for a number of reasons. I think you can figure out what a lot of them are.
Hiring platform Greenhouse analyzed online job postings. Last quarter, found on average between 18 to 22% would classify as ghost jobs, meaning no hiring activity was conducted for them. In some sectors, as many as 1 in 3 were ghost jobs. Companies post ghost jobs for a variety of reasons, like Tom said, like trying to project growth, even though they aren't growing, or because they are open to great candidates, even if they don't have a role open. A survey from a resume builder in
2020.
If you're hiring a cow.
Come in and sit down now. I've seen resume. You gave me your paper. Excuse me, Mr. Arnold. Now, do you have your resume with you?
I am going to go somewhere else.
Not only is your job listing fake, so is 4/5 of my resume.
I would want to work where, okay, now today you're going to, $50 if the first 3 people you say resume.
And don't make any mention of it.
Yeah.
Oh, in my defense, it doesn't have the accent. A survey from Resume Builder 2024 revealed.
Resume Builder?
40% of hiring managers. It does look like resume, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Not resume.
40% of hiring managers said their company posted a fake job listing in the past year. Some hiring managers even admitted they post fake jobs to keep their own employees on their toes.
Yeah, we do.
Saying they want workers to feel replaceable, so they will work harder.
That's
where I want to work.
It's from the Tom Griswold Boss Institute. You got to keep them on their toes. Don't tell them whatever you're doing at any time and make them terrified for their lives.
That's what you want.
Are you saying those ads that show horny MILFs in your area, those are fake?
That's not a
These are actual jobs, you lunatic.
There's a job involved.
What website are you on?
How do you know about horny MILFs? What are you talking about?
They pop up on your thing. Horny MILFs in your area.
Where does that pop up?
No. Just think about this for a second. Okay. The things that he looked up at Al Jackson's thing, saw it was ranch dressing.
Right.
But he knows exactly horny MILFs in your area. He saw this and it
somewhere
made an impression. Are you going to order a horny MILF? We could get you a horny MILF, buddy.
I'm just saying a lot of the stuff out there is fake. But I think
a lot of
jobs are posted with it.
So are these
friends of yours, Christy, these horny MILFs, are they advertising? Do they put their photo?
They don't wear any underwear, I'll tell you.
She said earlier they don't wear
the
underwear.
The best horny MILFs don't have to advertise.
That's right.
Okay?
You know,
they sell themselves.
That's right. Word of mouth, baby. What's wrong with you? So you took this fake job listings thing.
I just think a lot of stuff out there is fake. And companies, they'll put things up going, oh, well, we tried to hire blah, blah, blah. Oh, we ended up giving Dolores down the hallway the job.
They usually hire
because
from within.
Because she's a horny MILF.
Tom, have you ever done any hiring here? Have you ever done an interview and hired anybody that's actually here right now?
I'm really kind of not part of it.
Yeah. No, I just
for obvious reasons, I'm incapable.
Yeah. Have you ever had to interview anybody? Anybody else in this room?
I did at the job that I had in this building. No business doing it.
I didn't
like
it at all.
It was horrible. I wanted to talk to him. Like, I enjoy the conversation, but I didn't ask him anything that would have been helpful or relevant for the job.
I hired. I fired. It was
I can't imagine you doing that.
I know.
There are people
who
excel at it, and they like it.
The chick you see in front of you now, it's hard to believe that, but yeah. I had budgets, the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no doubts that you did that stuff.
Well, I look back. I have no idea how I did it, but yeah, there I was.
Would you want to do it again?
No. God, no.
Where did you do this?
Yeah, Springfield, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And Piqua a little bit, actually. Beautiful Piqua.
Did you have your own office?
No, God,
sure.
No.
Did you have some? Did they come into your office?
Yeah. Hi. Come on in. Thanks. Thanks. Sit down.
Did you do air checks? Did you do like, yeah, does it
do? Had air check meetings.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what you're doing here, but stop it.
So you were the program director.
And the music director. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And the morning guy. I was something else, Tom.
You had to work an 8-hour day.
One of these days, not that long ago, I mattered, okay?
You
were radio.
I was radio.
Yes.
You were somebody.
Matter now.
Oh, my God. Okay, Tom, calm down.
So, I one other quick. So, Christy, the ads for the horny MILFs, are those
yes, let's not lose sight of the horny MILFs.
No.
Are those boobs fake, too?
A lot of horny MILFs have fake boobs, too. Yes, that's true.
Oh.
Where are the horny DILFs? That's what I want to know.
They don't have to advertise because they're guys.
They're just everywhere.
Isn't that interesting you think that?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
There's so many girls for every guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you say there's more girls than there are for guys?
Than guys for girls.
Yeah. Than guys
yes,
for girls.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
Yes.
I would assume that ads for horny DILFs are probably for other guys.
You think so?
Probably.
Yeah, you've got a little block word in that area, too. Okay. Yeah. Just calm down.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
One last story here. Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels has donated his career archive to the Harry Ransom Center Cultural Archive at the University of Texas. The center announced the donation yesterday. It includes items like behind-the-scenes rehearsal notes, scripts, and photographs of iconic characters and sketches from the show.
So they're going to hold it for ransom.
That's exactly what I thought, Tom. The Ransom Center plans to open the Live from New York, the Making of Lorne Michaels exhibit in September.
Here's the thing. Before we start our meeting here, we're going to talk about, again, changing the name of the whole damn thing. We realize it's odd and awkward and weird, but it's the Harry Ransom Center. We can't do anything about it.
Could be worse.
Could be.
Yeah, the first name Harry always... You know,
yeah.
Harry Dixon. Or,
sure. The name Harry Trench is funny.
Harry Bush.
Yeah, oh yeah. Harry Bush is getting a little.
It's kind of redundant,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Now,
horny MILFs in your area.
So you're telling me those
I
are fake.
I want to see what you're looking
at. Son of a gun.
Google, just type out horny MILFs in your area.
I don't want to type that out if it's
you
just
are
popping
absolutely,
up.
When you have no idea, you are absolutely the funniest person I've ever been aware of in my life.
It's time for another edition of Rock Minute with your host, Ian St. Ian.
Right. Rock Minute, of course, as usual, is brought to you by Gibson and Marshall. If you're not playing Gibson and Marshall, you're a wanker. Right. I tell you what, especially appropriate because my guest this week is a big player of Gibson guitars. Single-handedly, he's brought back the popularity of the Les Paul. My very special guest from Guns N' Roses, Slash. All right, come on. What? Where the hell's Slash?
He's not here.
What? What do you mean?
Well, he said he'd come by as soon as he gets ready.
What do you mean when he's ready? Yeah. Look, I see his bloody Les Paul sitting over there. It's a beautiful 1960 Les Paul. Beautiful cherry sunburst finish. Incredible instrument. Where? He'll be here any minute, won't he?
Well, he says as soon as he's in the mood, he'll come by.
Hey, what? What do you mean when he's in the mood?
Well, he said that he would come...
Who the f*** does he think he is? Hey, look, I told that piece of what time to be here. If he thinks he can stiff me on me own show... Look, all right, is that his guitar? Let me see.
Well yes, Mr. Sanian, but don't... I wouldn't... All he right. Doesn't like people to touch it.
Show him how you like this. Hey, Slash, how you like this, hey? Yeah, I guess all I need is a little patience, eh? Hey, God, where the hell is he? Look, you bastard, this guitar. All right, that's it. I've got it. I know what to do. I'm gonna cut down this tree.
This has been Rock Minute.
You know, Ian, you're with your host, patience levels.
St. Ian.
Well, I have to agree with Ian on that one, Pat.
Yeah, you got to calm down a little. I mean, you get awfully excited.
Great episode.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.